A change of plans.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for joining me as Marketplace covers the fallout from the financial crisis. Congress was sold the idea that its rescue package would be used to buy up bad mortgage-related securities. But as you know, yesterday, Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson said that isn't going to work. It's too complicated and it'll take too long. Now, Paulson might spend some of the money on consumer debt. We're joined by our correspondent, Steve Henn, in Washington. Steve, can you explain what he's talking about?
If you buy a car or if you buy something with your credit card, that debt is bundled up, just like mortgages were bundled up, and resold to investors. That's, you know, securitized consumer debt. And it funds about 40% of all the borrowing that consumers do in this country. And it's completely frozen up.
Now, I read that there were some questions about the oversight of this. What's going on?
Well, back in October, when Congress passed this bill, they required reports about how the bailout program was working. The first report is overdue. And they also created a post for a special inspector general to oversee the bailout. We're a month into this now, and that post hasn't been filled. So there are real questions in Congress about who, if anyone, is watching the store.
Wonderful. All right, Steve Henn in Washington. Thank you.
Thank you.
The consensus in the stock market seems to be confusion. They were doing this, now they're doing that. Sell. In Asia today, the markets closed about 5% lower. Smaller losses in Europe so far, about 1%. But the Dow lost almost 5% yesterday, 411 points to 8282. The NASDAQ lost 81 to 1499, its lowest close in 5 years. The S&P 500 was down 46 to 852. Oil has dropped to $55 a barrel this morning. It still costs more to make things in the U.S. than overseas. But a study out today says the gap is narrowing. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has more.
The National Association of Manufacturers studied the cost of doing business in the U.S. compared to 9 other countries. It shows that the U.S. manufacturing sector has kept a lid on employee benefits and health care costs more successfully than foreign competitors. Emily DeRocco is president of the Manufacturing Institute, one of the report's sponsors. She says other costs continue to put U.S. manufacturers at a disadvantage.
We're paying the second highest corporate tax rate in the world.
That would be about 39%.
This corporate tax rate drives U.S. costs up and limits our ability to be competitive with our products across the global marketplace.
DeRocco says the corporate tax rate in the UK is 30%, and in China, it's 25%. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community. And by Clarkson Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat. Now available at splendidtable.org.
Have you ever seen the movie The Third Man? It's a 1949 film starring Orson Welles. There's a famous scene in it where Welles' character talks about the difference between Italy and Switzerland.
In Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, and bloodshed, but they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love. They had 500 years of democracy and peace, and what did that produce? The cuckoo clock.
So, what comes out of the financial mess we're in now? Innovation or the cuckoo clock? Time to visit with our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Chris, has our history of boom and bust in this country also produced periods of innovation?
Yes, if we look at the dot-com boom and bust. I think I have a very strong story there. We created the internet future incredibly fast. All this investment went into creating the internet and building these telecommunications networks. And we tried all these business models, and some of them went under, but others like Amazon.com, they were incredible. And then the Fed comes in and, you know, they kind of prevent a recession from becoming too bad. And so this is okay. This time around, it's a little bit of a, am I being too much of a Pollyanna? Has something really changed here? Because the downside is so scary.
Are you saying that there's going to be some kind of financial innovation?
Absolutely. We have an innovative financial system. We don't want to crush that innovation because it's very easy to sort of say, oh, you know, this innovation, it's very dangerous. Well, what about money market mutual funds? You know, 25 years ago, money market mutual fund was an incredible innovation. What about equity index funds? Innovation in the financial sector has been important to our economic growth. It went out of control in recent years.
But Chris, it seems that there is a distinct possibility that any benefit that could come out of this particular bubble might be crippled by the fact that the government is bailing everyone out.
Yes. But I think the way to look at it is the entrepreneur. I've been talking to a lot of small business owners. And, you know, we all applaud when they make money. But if their business fails, they lose their health insurance, you know, they're not going to be able to fund their pension, they're out of work, they might even lose their home. They're at risk. We need to have the same system at work for the head of Bank of America, for the head of Wells Fargo, for the head of Goldman Sachs. Otherwise, we're going to have a system where I get the upside and the taxpayer gets the downside.
All right, Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Share your thoughts with us at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.